Hey people, what's going on? Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're well and in good health. Okay, right now we're on a Guardian article. We're taking a look at issues affecting UK mortgage holders right now. Let's see what's going on here. So recently a survey was undertaken by one of the big four players in terms of the accounting scene, KPMG. So UK mortgage payers making big changes to meet higher payment. Okay, so it says here, mortgage holders are making big changes to their finances from cutting pension contributions to downsizing to cope with dramatically higher monthly payments. A new survey shows, faced with the either the immediate reality of higher mortgage costs or the prospect of a sharp rise in payments once existing deals have expired, more than 1,000 mortgage holders were asked this month by KPMG whether they had either already taken or were considering taking action to deal with this. So about 18% said they had raided their savings in order to reduce what they owed, while a quarter said they were considering doing this. When it came to moving at least part of the mortgage over to interest only, a household clears just the interest that accrues on that part, and thereby cutting monthly payments, 16% said they'd already done this, and 24% said they were thinking about doing this. And some people are able to extend the length of their mortgage term, which reduces their monthly payments. And of those polled by KPMG, 12% said they had done this, while 25% were considering such a move. As you may be aware, here in the UK, interest rates are currently sat at 5.25%. The Bank of England have stalled the increase in interest rates as of the previous week. So some of those individuals who have already got mortgages, for example, if it's fixed term mortgages, their rates might be fixed, but then after their term has ended, they might have to renegotiate, and then obviously their prices might increase, which could be a problem for a lot of households. So others have turned to more extreme measures of selling up and moving to a cheaper home, with 8% saying they had already done so, while more than 1 in 5 were thinking about it. Now, meanwhile, 11% said they had cut their pension contribution, with 20% considering doing this. So you can see here that having financial planning skills and ability, understanding the monetary systems, and basically personal finance is very important and imperative. Unfortunately, I feel that we haven't really been taught this early in life, for example, in educational settings and those type of places. So essentially, it's going to be self-education, learning it yourself through various mediums such as reading, learning, watching videos, and increasing your knowledge as such. And I would highly recommend you do that so you're aware of how to basically plan for your future. The findings are also part of KPMG's latest consumer pulse research tracking how more than 3,000 people across ages and income groups across the UK region said they are responding to the cost of living crisis, which has been affecting people over the last year or two. Linda Ellett, the firm's UK head of consumer markets, retail and leisure, said inevitably increased household budgets and savings being used to pay the mortgage or higher end costs will continue to lead to less money being spent elsewhere. Obviously, that's going to affect lifestyle and just general financial well-being within the economy by consumers, which will continue to challenge retailers, brands, and leisure businesses, as obviously, sales will drop. However, there was a glimmer of good news for homeowners and prospective buyers, with separate data from Moneyfacts showing more fixed rate mortgages priced at below 5% going on sale this week as the Bank of England looks poised to pause the series of interest rates basically rises in terms of curbing inflation going forward. Obviously, we'll wait and see what happens with that. We do know that the rates have been paused at the moment, but obviously there's still several months left of the year and they could increase going on the back end. Okay, on Wednesday it said HSBC launched some deals with 5-year fixed rates starting at 4.9%, while on Thursday NatWest will offer deals from 4.89%. Meanwhile, the average new 5-year fixed rate residential mortgage is edging closer to falling back below the 6% mark. And Moneyfacts said that across all deposit sizes in the market, the average new deal was priced at 6.03% on Wednesday, edging down from 6.04% on Tuesday. UK government target for inflation is 2%, so it's pretty much, triple that at the moment, nearly in terms of the current interest rate. But we'll see how that develops. So if you are a, UK mortgage payer, if you're, you're looking to buy a house first time home buyer, let us know in the comments below what challenges are you facing. Please support the channel by joining the channel. Also support us by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the channel. Okay, people, don't forget to comment below. Let us know what's going on in the housing sector for you. Catch you in the next one.